Chapter 10. An object that weighs more than 4 pounds on the moon. That was the next clue for Sebastian's team.
Oh, complained Marigold as they headed into the hall.
The teachers are trying to make us use science.
Aren't we supposed to know how much things weigh on the moon? Asked Bax.
Do they even weigh anything? Asked Willa.
Bax burped loudly as if to say, who knows? The sound wave was an intense flash of lime green. Sebastian grimaced. Bax rolled his eyes.
Sheesh, he said. It's just a burp.
The sound hurt my eyes, Sebastian said.
My burp hurt your eyes?
Bax stated, disbelieving.
My burp.
Yes, it did, Sebastian wanted to say.
His headache was getting much worse, but the thought of winning that peaceful, burp-free secret room was keeping him going. He knew the answer, so he explained.
Something on the moon weighs about 1/6 of what it weighs on Earth. We learned this in science class last week. You don't remember?
Bax raised his eyebrows. Marigold rolled her fingers in the air.
Go on. So if something weighs 4 pounds on the moon, then it weighs 6 times that much on Earth. 24 pounds.
Sebastian massaged his temples.
So we need to find something that weighs more than 24 pounds.
Okay, great, said Willa. Any ideas?
A desk, said Sebastian, pointing back toward their classroom.
Kid desks aren't that heavy, said Marigold. We'd have to take Ms. Starr's.
I don't think Ms. Starr's desk would fit through the door, Sebastian said, even if we turn it on its side.
It had to get in here somehow, Willa said.
Sebastian shook his head.
Not if they put it together inside the classroom.
We'll take it apart then, said Willa.
Sebastian sniffed. Were they going to dismantle a desk and put it together again outside in the hall?
Willa pointed at Bax. You can just flux into something heavy.
Bax's eyes widened.
No thank you.
Why not? Willa asked. It would solve everything.
It's not a terrible idea, Sebastian said. We wait till we've collected everything else. Then, when we get to the gym, Bax will flux into a rock. We won't have to carry anything heavy with us, which is a plus, and we will bring you straight to Nurse Riley's office after we've won.
Yeah, but I'll miss the scoring and snacks and stuff, complained Bax.
Come on, said Willa. You'll barely miss anything. Plus, we'll save tons of time now because we won't have to search for something heavy. Please?
Well,
Bax hesitated.
Pretty please?
Marigold begged. Bax turned to Sebastian.
You think this is a good idea?
Sebastian nodded.
I think you'd be doing an important job for the team.
Bax fiddled with his hands.
If I flux, you have to promise not to lose me, he said.
How could we lose a rock? Willa asked.
I mean, don't leave me with anyone who isn't a teacher or a kid in our UDM class, added Bax.
Of course not, Marigold said.
And remember, I can hear you when I'm fluxed, so don't go saying anything you don't want me to hear.
They promised.
He'll do it then? Willa asked. You'll flux when we get to the gym?
Fine,
Bax said, his cheeks turning red. Suddenly, his face clouded over.
Oh, no,
he said, and boom, he fluxed into a rock that instant, landing heavily on the hall floor. They all stared.
Oops, Marigold finally said. What part of when we get to the gym did he not understand?
Willa grumbled.
Sebastian felt sorry for Rock Bax. You know he fluxes by accident all the time. Why did no one in this class understand the other's magic properly?
Marigold bit her lip.
Should we take him to Nurse Riley?
No, Sebastian replied. We need to all stay together. Just get the wheelbarrow, and we'll take him with us.
Did they not remember the rules either?
Oh,
Willa groaned.
Okay.
Marigold laughed.
At least he didn't turn into a piano.
Once Rock Bax was in the wheelbarrow, Marigold read out the next item on the scavenger hunt list. An invisible autograph.
"This one is unfair," she said. "Typical flickers can just sign their names and then make the signatures disappear."
Sebastian was the only flicker on their team, but since his magic was upside down, he couldn't make anyone's signature disappear. However,
"I have an idea," he said. "Let's go to the flicker classroom. There is so much invisible stuff in there, I'm sure I can find an invisible permission slip or something with a signature on it."
"Perfect! Let's go!"
Willa cried. She grabbed Marigold's hand and they ran down the hall. Sebastian picked up the handles of the wheelbarrow. Oof, it was heavy. By the time they all reached the flicker classroom, his arms hurt almost as much as his head. The room was empty. Well, empty of other fifth graders, and to Willa and Marigold, it no doubt looked clean and orderly. Rockbax didn't have eyes, but if he had, the room would have looked tidy to him, too. Sebastian, on the other hand, saw that it was chock full of invisible pencils, invisible books, invisible dregs, and invisible boogers. In the back of the room were the remains of someone's invisible lunch. It was very messy, but at least it was quiet.
"Well," Marigold said.
Sebastian shuffled through the invisible papers in the trash can by the teacher's desk. He found a note that had been signed by a parent and held it aloft.
"Here we go."
"Really?"
Willa said.
"Really," Sebastian said. "If Coach needs proof, he can ask a flicker to turn it visible again."
"Hooray!" cried Willa.
"Like Bax said, you're a secret weapon,"
Marigold added. Ghost peeked her head out of Sebastian's pocket.
"Cool magic," she squeaked. "Let me know if you see any invisible cheese in here, will you?"
Sebastian laughed, and with the invisible autograph done, they turned their attention to the next clue.